This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Police in Nigeria say an armed gang abducted students from an Islamic school in the north-central part of the country. Police spokesman said the gunmen on motorcycles attacked the town of Tajina around 3 p.m. on Sunday. The school's owner told Reuters in a phone interview that he witnessed the attack and saw at least 150 students taken from the school by heavily armed people on motorcycles. One person was shot dead during the attack, and a second person was seriously injured, according to the state governor's spokeswoman. She said 11 of the children taken were released by the gunmen because they were too small and could not walk. Armed groups are believed to have kidnapped more than 700 students for ransom since December. U.S. President Joe Biden pledged Sunday to tell Russian leader Vladimir Putin at their June summit that Washington will not let Moscow abuse human rights. The upcoming face-to-face meeting with the Kremlin leader comes amid levels of tension not seen for years, with Washington recently dialing back ambitions to little more than establishing a relationship in which both sides understand each other and can work together in specific areas. Since taking office, Biden has imposed new sanctions against Moscow over cyber hacking, repeated meddling in presidential elections, treatment of jailed Putin critic Alexei Navalny, and the military conflict in Ukraine. Yet another focus is on Russian-dominated Belarus, which caused an uproar just last week after authorities forced an airliner passing overhead to land, then arrested an opponent to President Alexander Lukashenko, who had been aboard. This is VOA News. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi said Sunday during his monthly radio talk show his country is fighting the coronavirus pandemic with all its strength. India on Sunday reported its lowest daily rise in new coronavirus infections in 46 days at just more than 165,000 cases, while deaths rose by 3,400. The South Asian nation's tally of infections now stands at nearly 28 million, with the death toll reaching 325,000, according to health ministry data. Modi also praised the country's ability to fight natural disasters amid the pandemic. Two cyclones have hit the country this month, including the most powerful to hit its west coast in more than two decades, killing more than 150 people. Another cyclone swept through into eastern India from the Bay of Bengal on Wednesday, flooding hundreds of low-lying villages and making more than 50,000 people homeless. New restrictions on voting in the U.S. state of Texas are now nearing the governor's desk. The Republican-led Texas Senate early Sunday approved a sweeping measure that would eliminate drive-through voting and empower partisan poll watchers. It would also impose new limits on Sunday voting when many black churchgoers head to the polls. U.S. President Joe Biden called the Texas bill part of an assault on democracy. The bill still needs approval in the Texas House before reaching Republican Governor Greg Abbott. He is expected to sign it into law. The chief editor of a popular internet news site is on one of Belarus's largest cities has been detained on suspicion of extremism. The arrest Sunday comes amid a crackdown on independent journalists and opponents of the president, Alexander Lukashenko. The publication focuses on Belarus's fifth-largest city, Grodno. City police say the website posted information products that were duly recognized as extremists, but it didn't give any details. The person has collaborated with the country's most popular internet portal, which authorities closed this month after arresting 15 employees there. Belarus's crackdown escalated a week ago with the arrest of a dissident journalist. Recapping our top story, police in Nigeria say an armed gang abducted students from an Islamic school in the north-central part of the country. A police spokesman said that gunmen on motorcycles attacked the town of Tajina. More at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.